This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holmline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. We're very pleased to welcome Elad Strohmeier, spokesperson of the Embassy of Israel to the United States. Elad, the tough challenge right now is Jerusalem Day, which has been moved, Malcolm tells me, from Saturday, Sabbath, to Sunday the 29th. But in any event, threats from Hamas on Jerusalem Day. What to make of this? What to worry about this weekend? Good evening to you.
Good evening. And first of all, thank you for having me on the show, John and Malcolm. It's an honor. And I'm happy you raised Jerusalem Day and the march on Sunday, because eventually it's a celebration. And the beauty of Jerusalem, that it's a city of three religions. Everybody is free to worship and celebrate. And this flag march is actually something that a tradition that is going past 30 years. So nothing is different. The difference that we see this year is that there is a minority of extremists who are trying to use that as an excuse to explode the area, and we should not let them. Like I said, Jerusalem is a city of three religions. It's a city of celebration. And just in the past month, we saw during Ramadan that million Muslims went to Temple Mountain to prayer, and they had access to their holy site and freedom of religion. And now another group wants to celebrate, and that's the beauty of it. I think it's a celebration day.
Malcolm?
So are you saying you don't anticipate there to be disruptions? I understand. I've seen the flag march. It's a peaceful march and not intended to be disrupted, but obviously in this current climate, it's it could be a trigger. So how do you anticipate the reaction to it will be? And if you could say something about the revelations, is American media drawing conclusions about what happened to the reporter from Al Jazeera, when in fact there's no way they can draw conclusions not having access to the bullets or the ballistics.
So Malcolm, as an Israeli and as a Jew, I am concerned always. It's my job to be concerned. And we need to be concerned that everything will go smoothly on Sunday. And yes, I am concerned that there are going to be this minority extremists that would want to explode the very sensitive area, because Jerusalem, with all the nice words that I said of celebration, it is sensitive when you have three religions coming together. So yes, we are monitoring. We're making sure that it will be peaceful, that there's not going to be any provocations on any sides. It's very important for us. We don't want it to escalate from a celebration into a conflict. Security forces are ready to halt any provocation. And to your second question, I 100% agree with you. I think the media was, not just the media, I think many people were very fast to jump into a conclusion when we don't know the facts yet. We have said from the start that what happened to Shirin Abu Akle is horrible. It's a tragedy. Journalists should not die in the line of duty. And I couldn't stress that more. Journalists should not die in the line of duty. But what we're seeing here is that we don't know how she died. We don't know who fired the shot. And we have asked for a joint investigation with the Palestinian Authority, with the U.S. has a role as an observer. The Palestinians bluntly refused. They don't share the bullet that is needed on our side to do the forensic ballistic test to see who shot the shot. So right now, the real answer is that we don't have answers. We don't know who's responsible for that. And it's very irresponsible. And I'm being very polite and diplomatic right now. It's very irresponsible to jump to conclusions without having a thorough investigation.
Malcolm, you have a question about the foreign minister of Turkey visiting.
Yes, absolutely. I would like to know what you can update us as a very sensitive and important development when the foreign minister of Turkey, with whom we met a week earlier, visited Israel, first time in many years that such a high-ranking person visited. What is the outcome of the visit, aside from the press messages? And can we look to full diplomatic relations, return of ambassadors coming soon?
First and foremost, this is a very important visit. It was a very important and very successful. It's a first in a long time. We also need to remember that the Turkish foreign minister came to Israel as a follow-up to our president, President Herzog's visit to Turkey, also a historic and very important visit. When we look at Turkey, I think overall, what we see right now is an attempt to mend fences from Turkey's side. They're going through changes. We see that with their relations with Saudi Arabia and with Egypt and with the UAE. So it's also with Israel. And we're taking it step by step. There are many issues of concern and issues that we can discuss. One of them is the fact that Hamas is still very active in Turkey, and Turkey supports Hamas activity over there. And this activity leads to a harming and threatening Israeli citizens. And that was something that was openly discussed during this visit. We've raised this concern. And I would not give big headlines that everything is fine right now, but we're in the process. It's very important for us. Turkey was a very important ally to Israel, and we want to see things improve between our countries.
And another,
what would you say? It's John. Go ahead.
No, you have another minister's visit, Malcolm, the defense minister,
exactly.
to the U.S. Go ahead, Malcolm. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that because obviously we haven't seen much news on it. The visit of the defense minister this weekend, and earlier the director general of the Ministry of Defense. Is this an implication here of some new deals in the works, new understandings, especially regarding Iran?
So we have a constant dialogue with the administration regarding Iran, and we have visits all the time of senior Israeli officials to talk about what is the right way to tackle the Iranian threat. I think the Iranian intentions are very clear regarding their pursuit for nuclear weapons. We're very happy that the U.S. have made the decision not to delist the IRGC from the FTO. And right now we're making discussions about how to take the next steps. And of course, these discussions are being made in closed doors, and I cannot disclose more here, but we're working very closely and sharing our assessments, hearing the American assessment, and seeing together what we can do to tackle this Iranian threat. And by the way, I talked about the nuclear front, but it's not only the nuclear front. There is the regional activity by Iran that also needs to be addressed.
Elad, there is generally a concern worldwide now about inflation and famine, malnutrition. Do you hear reports of this from Egypt or from the regions of that Israel touches upon, and especially the Palestinian territory in Gaza and the West Bank? Do you hear concerns about food security?
Of course. Food security is something of concerns to many countries right now that are reliable on their imports from Ukraine and from Russia. And that's something that is of concern to many countries. And I think there are many ways to work together and maybe to use that as bringing countries together to tackle that threat. Overall, I'm a person who believes that with every challenge, we need to find an opportunity. So now when we see countries that are facing this challenge, we need to find ways to work in together to meet that challenge.
But it's a concern
we hear from many.
As of now, the West Bank has not voiced that it's worried about its food sources for the Palestinian people. You've not heard that yet. Is that right, Elad?
I'm not familiar. And trust, unfortunately, the extremists over there, that when something happens, they'll find a way to blame Israel even without any reason.
Elad is helping us understand where we are in these ministerial visits. I just wanted to tuck in, Malcolm, the question about food security, because it's a hot story with a worldwide drought. Elad Stromeyer, spokesperson of the Embassy of Israel to the United States. Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.